This Sunday, Mike Hendrickson led an all-day field trip for Duluth Audubon Society, and I went along. Audubon field trips were a mainstay when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, providing the glue that held a lovely birding community together. Field trips like this are a great opportunity for new birders to learn the best spots for finding birds and how to identify them when we find them. And field trips are great for more experienced birders, too. We get to carpool to the best places, saving gas compared to birding alone. And even when we've little or no chance of seeing anything new ourselves, the excitement of other participants getting lifers is contagious. Plus, no matter how experienced we are, we still learn a lot by birding with other experienced birders. So good birding field trips are always worth supporting. This one was exceptional. We started out on the Headboom Forest Road, which starts near Floodwood and extends into Aiken County, not far from McGregor. Mike has birded this road a lot this winter to see unusual woodpeckers and occasionally great gray owls. We got skunked on the owls, but at our very first stop, we found a black-backed woodpecker working on a tree. We also ran into Kim Eckert, who is leading a Victor Emmanuel nature tour, and he and Mike stayed in cell phone contact throughout the day. When Kim found an American three-toed woodpecker deeper in the woods, he called Mike and then stayed to direct us to the bird. Both of these woodpeckers were lifers for many participants. After we'd finished with the Headboom Road, we headed into the Sac Zim Bog. Birds were few and far between, but the ones we saw were great finds, from the boreal chickadees and white-winged crossbill on Owl Avenue to the evening grosbeak on Nichols Lake Road. When I moved to Duluth in 1981, evening grosbeaks were abundant backyard birds year-round, but now they've become so rare they make the hotline. On the drive back to Duluth, we stopped along Rice Lake Road, where a northern hawk owl has been hanging out. He or she put on quite a show for us, even capturing a mouse and eating it while facing us. We went to Canal Park, where there's a nice big flock of common golden eyes. Searching through them, Mike Hendrickson found two harlequin ducks. The male is coming into beautiful plumage right now. They've been hanging out in the shipping canal since before the Christmas bird count and are pretty easy to see with a spotting scope. Then we went to the port terminal to look for the snowy owl that's been hanging around there for several days. When we first saw it, it was perched on a big crane, and a red-tailed hawk was perched on nearby machinery. Suddenly, the hawk took off, and the owl went after it, even hitting it once. The red tail disappeared, but the owl returned. We watched it hunting and perching here and there. This beautiful young male snowy owl was a lifer for a lot of people and gave our day a beautiful and evocative ending. I posted lots of photos of our field trip, including lots of the birds we saw, at www.birderblog.com. I hope we can do this again soon. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.